This is episode 200, recorded November 28th, 2014. Packard pokes at poop, pain, porn, and pork. Packard's 200th show. I want to thank C. Walker from the chat room for this week's show title.
You can help support and promote the show by purchasing our merchandise at cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt, where you can choose from a variety of different items like hoodies, hats, and bears. Oh my! Put a Packard Pokes At mug in your hands today.
Do you like Packard Pokes At and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Pokes At, and I'm poking at your news. Your news.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokes At. I am your immutable and turkey-fed host, Packard Sonic. And joining me tonight from the far East Coast is Crystal Says So.
Good evening, turkeys. That's all I can say. No more energy. Turkeyed out.
Eat that turkey and I take a nap.
That's right. So if you hear me snoring in the middle of this, you know what happened. It's the leftovers, people. It's the leftovers.
It's the leftovers. And someone who is not a leftovers, joining us also from the far West Coast, is Connie Practical Magic 9.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
It's going to be one of those nights, people. Buckle up.
Yes, it's going to definitely be one of those nights. Well, we've got a lot of great stories here, and a lot of them are not turkeys. Well, there's a couple in there. I'm sure there are turkeys. Let's get on to our first topic for this evening.
Building a better future, science and technology.
Oh, by the way, this is episode number 200, everybody. This is episode number 200, our 200th episode. So you witnessed 200 of these silly things. And you know what the thing is? A lot of sometimes the show is a real pain. And speaking of pain, researchers have turned skin cells into pain-sensing neurons. They've actually been able to take skin cells and work them out so they can connect them up to whatever device that they've got to tell if the skin cells are actually feeling pain, which is kind of cool because if you're a person who experiences chronic pain of any kind, headaches or, you know, feel like you got pinpricks or whatever going on in your skin, this can help the research along to where they can figure out what is causing that and what it takes to cause these particular things. And there was one interesting thing that they said on here when they were trying to put this all together, try to figure this out. They kept saying that they kept hitting our head against a brick wall, which is painful. So I figure that must have been the motivation for them to, you know, get the pain receptors going.
They were doing science.
They were doing real science by hitting their head against a brick wall.
I didn't notice that. That was good. Oh, goodness.
Crystal, your thoughts?
Well, this is interesting. It was a very technical story. Of course, I mean, I found it because I suffer from chronic pain. And, of course, this is of interest to me. But, you know, they've actually been able to take living tissue cells from people, and in this case, they're taking them from people with chronic pain and growing them in a dish. The disease in a dish is what they're calling it. And they're able to replicate pain and sensory function in nerves, which is hopefully going to, down the road, lead to many kind of treatments for people with chronic pain, amputees that have phantom pain. There's just a lot of applications that this is going to be really good for. But I think maybe even better than getting into like the real technical stuff is just a quick rundown about how many people in America have chronic pain. And that is, in the U.S. alone, over 100 million people suffer from chronic pain.
Yes.
And then it goes on to like break it down, just like 25.8 million people have pain just due to diabetes. So mm-hmm. like when you look at it, chronic pain affects a lot of people, whether it's back pain or it's pain from strokes, pain from the diabetes, migraines, just like you were talking about, headaches.
Yep.
So, you know, yay science for yes. this, because it is the first time that it's done. And this was a Harvard study, and this, they've got all kinds of accolades behind this. So I think we're going to see some really good things come from this. And then mm-hmm. hopefully for me and for other people that have chronic pain.
Yeah.
Yay.
It would be great if we could, you know, be able to figure these things out, because, you know, there's people out there who are suffering in serious pain. Kind of your thoughts.
Well, and it's interesting that there's at least a couple of different kinds of pain. There's the pain that says, like in the article says, there's the ouch pain. And then mm-hmm. there's the pain that's stimulated by inflammation. And the problem with pain is how we manage it right now. The medicines we have can carry with them a whole list of side effects that,
oh yeah,
you know, some of them are, you have to choose between, well, gee, do I want to suffer like liver damage or heart disease, or should I take this NSAID pain reliever, or, you know. So, and what they were banging their heads against the wall, at first they were trying to use not the adult stem cells, but the embryonic stem cells.
Right.
And it just wasn't working. And so they went ahead and, they, you know, instead of giving up, they said, well, you know what, we really feel like this is going to work. And so they started using adult stem cells. They really want this to be something that will perhaps make a more effective treatment for it. And I'm sitting here thinking, gosh, in my head, I'm really hopeful that they might be able to find a way of fixing it,
yeah.
you know, without it being ongoing medication, because they're trying to discover how many conditions are actually genetic mutations, maybe be able to be a predictor. So stem cell research is proving itself to be extremely useful, and it's mm-hmm. and that's very exciting. So for all of the chronic pain people, you know, people who suffer from chronic pain, this is a very exciting and a new field, you know, that's opening up. And so it looks like they might have some answers real soon.
Yes. Torvi in the chat room said, I'm hopeful for the cure for chronic pain. I fear there will never be a cure for chronic stupidity. and Dawkins Dog said, they use stem cells, Satanists.
Yeah. But it's crystal stem cells, and we have very fine champagne being poured into those stem cells. So
yes,
it's a party.
It's a stem cell party. By the way, if you want to, you can join us on the show to talk with us live by calling 857-216-3200 using PIN number 35368, or go to uberconference.com/PackardPokeSat and you can join us on the show. That'd probably be the better way, because the audio is a lot clearer than over the phone. All right. Anybody have any last thoughts on this topic? No? Yes?
No.
No.
Okay. No.
Perfect. Well, for our number two story.
You're not going to believe this.
You're not going to believe this. For our number two story tonight, it's about the number two. It's a bus out in Bristol. It's out in the United Kingdom. They're running a bus service, the A4 service, from Bristol to Bath in the United Kingdom. And it's called the number two because it runs on human poop and food waste. It's the UK's first biobus powered by biomethane gas, which is generated through the treatment of sewage. Now, what's really interesting is that an average person, just one person, averages waste, could run the bus for 37 miles. Now, if they ran this bus in Washington, D.C., one politician could run that bus for a year. I mean, and across the country. Especially, and if Rush Limbaugh was on there, we could take that bus to the moon. You know, just on.
No, it's running on human excrement coming out of the rear end, not out of carbon dioxide coming out of
right. not the carbon monoxide. No, it's the biofuels. Is what it does is it takes all that the waste and it turns it into a biofuel. So it turns it into that for the emissions for that. So, but it what's really interesting is that with a full tank, the bus could drive up 186 miles while producing up to 30% fewer emissions compared to diesel powered buses. Now you might think, you know, they've had cars in the past or trucks that would run on grease from fast food services or whatever, and they would smell like French fries because it's burning the grease or the oil or whatever. But this, there's no smell to this because it's the biomethane gas is generated from the sewage using bacteria that breaks down the biowaste into methane and carbon dioxide. And throughout the process, all the impurities are removed to produce an odor-free emissions. Krista, your thoughts?
This is a really shitty story, Packard.
I had a shitty way of delivering it, too.
Well, I mean, it's in London, so I think we ought to put Dawkins' dog on the story and let him go investigate it personally.
Yes.
Because he's in there saying he wouldn't want to smell the exhaust, and I think he needs to because, well, that's where he's at. But, you know, in all seriousness, I mean, we're needing to reduce our consumption of gas and our are being dependent upon other countries to supply us oil that we need. So I think it's a great idea, but I don't think that I would actually want to know that I was riding on the shit bus. And, you know, like the bus has got people on toilets, which is comical, but I don't know. It's just like,
Yeah. Now, Dawkins in the chat room, since he is from England, he says that it's economical for out there because a lot of folks in Bristol are full of shit.
Well, it says it does produce up to 30% fewer emissions compared to diesel, which would be great for pollution too. So I guess, you know, in theory, it's a great thing. And if it's working, I guess absolutely, but yuck.
Yeah. Well,
just yuck.
I think the idea behind it is great, but I don't think they should be, you know, put the pictures on the side of the bus. If you get a chance to, it'll be at packerpokes@wordpress.com. There'll be a link there. There is a picture of the bus, and they got people on the sitting on the toilets, men and women. So it's just, you know, it's not sexist. Of course, there's one guy sitting way at the back of the bus. So you just know he is the real source of power because he's the one. And no, they don't have toilets on the bus. It's all done at the waste reclamation center there. So this way, when they put it all together in. They make the fuel out of it, then it's then put into the bus. It's not like you just go out, walk out to the tank and go, okay, I'm going to take a number two into the tank right from there. And Karn in the chat room said the seats on the bus go flush, flush, flush. Did you have any last thoughts on that, Crystal?
Nope.
Okay. Connie, your thoughts?
When they said it was in the UK, I'm going, so everybody load up on bangers and mash, you know? And whatever they're doing to take the smell out of it should be put into like underwear, a line of underwear or clothing or deodorant.
Yeah.
That you could just spray it away, you know?
We call that Febreze.
I don't feel so fresh.
We call that Febreze out here.
I think the guy at the back of the bus is like, you know, I don't know if he has, I mean, we should check and make sure that that's not porn that he's reading, I guess.
Yeah, I was, you know, they do have people doing different things on there. Guy in the front is reading a newspaper. Granny, they don't have her, you know what, she's shitting right through her skirt.
She's got her panties around her pantaloons around her ankles.
Yeah, but her skirt is like right underneath her ass. I mean, she's shitting right through her skirt.
You know, I guess older people sometimes they get forgetful, Packard. we shouldn't judge.
And there's a girl reading up, and she's got the same problem. She's shitting into her shirt. What's her excuse?
So it's too, in a way, you know, you go, well, give them stalls and let them, you know, so you could pay as you play, you know.
Play as you poop.
That's right. So you get a discount, you know. Can't you just see moms with all these little kids in diapers thinking, okay, I'm riding free for the rest of my life. Wait, this is England. Never mind. Right. They wouldn't say it that way. That'd be Alabama or something.
Right.
I don't know. As a mom who's had more than one child at a time in diapers, I see poop and I go, oh yeah, I'm familiar with this.
Yeah, yeah. I had two kids of my own. So I understand that completely. I just like, okay, get that stuff away from me.
Yeah, evidently the houses out there also use this kind of biofuel. UK human waste is already used to heat thousands of homes.
Yes.
And not just because you serve beans for dinner. The jokes just, we were laughing so hard at the meeting because the jokes just kept writing themselves. The fact that the bus ends up in Bath, I'm thinking, well, that's appropriate. We should all wash afterwards.
Yeah, you had to wash after you're riding the bus from Bristol. Because
the number, taking the number two to go to the bath, right?
Yes. You got to go right from the right from the number two bus right to the bath.
It's a brave new world.
It is. It is. I wish we could actually, you know, we could probably bring something like this here because it would bring down fuel prices so much. So it'd be kind of cool. All right. Well, with that, speaking of crazy things, let's get on to the next topic for this evening.
It's the Onion Radio News.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
A man out in Grand Junction, Colorado, is facing menacing charges after two Western Colorado sheriff's deputies say he pointed a banana at them and they thought it was a gun. I know they don't like things pointed at them because, you know, they get a little itchy, but you can fucking tell it's a banana. I mean, it's not real hard to distinguish between a banana and a gun. If you can't distinguish between a banana and a gun, you need to turn your gun in and your badge in and go do something else, like go work at the grocery store for a little while. According to the affidavit, the arrest affidavit, Mesa County Deputies Joshua Branch and Donald Love.
I think it was Joshua. I thought it was Joshua Bunch.
Yeah, Joshua Bunch. I'm sorry. Joshua Bunch. Yeah, Joshua Bunch. Deputy Joshua Bunch. The name right there, he's a bunch. His last name is Bunch. A bunch of bananas. Come on now. And Donald Love, they said they feared for their lives even though they saw the object was yellow. And Bunch wrote in the affidavit he's seen handguns in many shapes and colors. And he wrote that Love was drawing a service weapon when channeling. The guy who held the banana said, "It's a banana." He was yelling, "Hey, it's a banana. It's not a gun. It's a banana." Apparently, he was out making a YouTube video. So, you know, for the holidays, and the cops well overreacted. Crystal, your thoughts?
Is that a banana in your hand, or are you happy to see me?
I should have seen that one coming.
Okay, well, let's just get honest here. He was a dumbass for doing it to begin with. I mean, you know, you're using a banana for a holiday YouTube video, and you want to practice it on two cops that are fixing to draw a gun on you. How dumb can you be? And the cops, yeah.
Dumb enough for YouTube?
You know, this reminds me of, it was from a Monty Python sketch. And this guy's like, you attack me, try to attack me with some fruit. And every time he would try to attack him, he'd get these people to attack him with fruit or whatever. He'd end up killing them off. And it's like, they use bananas. And he goes, oh, what are you coming at me with a banana? And then he takes out a gun and shoots him.
I mean, dude's facing some pretty serious charges, though, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's so bizarre. I mean, come on now. I mean, really, if you can't tell a banana from a gun, you don't belong in the police force. Although Torvi in the chat room said they were probably shooting at the banana due to a severe case of penis envy.
You know? Nice.
Was the banana circumcised or uncircumcised?
I think it was uncircumcised, but you know, that supposedly makes it look bigger. So I heard.
Okay, I'm going to exit out on that one.
Connie, your thoughts?
By the way, the alleged shooter, the menacing banana man, was from Fruitvale. Of course he was, right?
Right.
And I don't think this is the first time we've covered menacing charges. I was like, because I remember thinking, is that a thing? Oh my gosh.
I was surprised this guy's name wasn't Ray Comfort.
Ray Comfort's hero. Well, I mean, Crystal is right. You know, you just there's certain things you don't do to a police officer or, you know, any member of the law enforcement, you know, forces out there. But what kind of a Barney Fife are these two?
Yeah, right.
I wish I could do a Barney Fife. Oh, Andy, I don't know. I thought he pulled a gun on me and it turned out he was a banana. It's just like, okay. The gene pool's getting real shallow here, people.
Yeah, I'm afraid so, yes.
Seeing lots of guns of lots of colors, and I'm going, and that was Toys R Us. So after we picked the story, I thought, you know, I probably should have sourced this out. There's just too many weird names in the story. We're going to find out that we've been punked.
Yeah, I'm kind of waiting for that, too, because this is, you usually try to suss these out beforehand, but.
The holidays got ahead of me. I didn't fact check this one, but I'm on record saying that I'm trying to put on my dubious hat and put the tinfoil one on top.
Yes, exactly.
So you can have a banana, just make sure it's not loaded. So.
That wouldn't be very appealing. Speaking of being appealing, an unofficial Lego strip club was featuring G-rated toys wearing G-strings. They call themselves Whelp. They've made a Lego strip club, and they've taken the handcraft Lego people, and they've got big busted women. I don't know how you make a big busted woman in Lego. I mean, everything's flat, but it's all in the way you draw it, I suppose.
They're drawn that way.
Yeah, they're drawn that way. I'm not bad. I'm just drawn that way. Citizen brick owner Joe Tuppa told the Huffington Post, that's where the article comes from, that he sold a few hundred of these so far. The company has been customizing Lego bricks since 2010. Its popular Breaking Bad-like set last year. And Lego apparently is keeping an eye on them, but they have not sent them a cease and desist letter. Now, if you're thinking this is just one side where it's just women, they do have a guy on there that he is like, you know, one of the...
looks like a damn village, people.
Yeah, they do like the...
Chippendale,
thank you, Chippendale.
They looks do look like Ron Burgundy.
Yeah, he does look like Ron Burgundy. I was just going to go there. And as a matter of fact, I was trying to think of the guy's name. I was thinking Ron Burgundy. I looked, and there's exact picture of him with the eyebrow up like this, you know. And just like it is in the picture there, he's got his eyebrow up on the left side. So they model it maybe right after Ron Burgundy. It's funny, but, you know, I was playing with Lego bricks when I was a kid, and never once did I ever think, okay, well, why don't I just make these into strippers? Never would occur to me. Crystal, your thoughts?
I guess that for the Lego aficionado, this would be a collector item, because the thing costs $275.
Yes.
You know, and it's got the pole and the zebra print couch. So it's very official.
Mm-hmm.
The girls have got their fishnets on, and the dude has got way too much chest hair. And we all know that the Chippendales guys have got waxed chest. So
I was
going
to say, he
right.
needed more manscaping, didn't he?
Yeah, he was like really gross. They had pube-looking things on his chest. So, yeah. No.
Oh, now I can't unsee it, Krista.
I know. I've burned it to your memory. But, you know, Lego wrote the disclaimer for them.
Yes.
Saying that they were not associated, you know, which I thought was kind of smart of Lego. But, yeah, like you said, they've not posted any charges against them or tried to go after them. So maybe Lego actually thinks it's funny. I don't know.
Yeah, man, they do. Like I said, when I was a kid, I had friends that would go out and see. It wasn't a friend. It was a teacher. So, yeah. Take it for what it is. Went to a big Lego park in Denmark or something and brought me back a newspaper. It had Lego World on the front of it. It's like, I was like, oh my God, it was the closest thing I ever got to it. So,
well, you know, they say that this is a place where dreamers can dream and dancers can dance.
Yes.
That's what I dreamt of when I was a little girl, too, was
you wanted to be a stripper?
Hanging upside down, naked on a pole.
You wanted to be a Lego stripper on a pole?
I did.
All right.
Broke my heart when I had to be a nurse, damn it.
Never too late,
both
Crystal.
Healing professions.
If you ever saw how klutzy I was, you know, the pole and me would not get along.
I don't think anybody would have minded though, Crystal.
I don't think.
Very lovely.
Make it rain in here.
Connie, your thoughts?
Yes, the Foxy Blocks. Foxy Blocks, Foxy Blocks. Boots and pants and boots and pants. It's got a DJ and everything. Well, okay, so just a few things. Adults who play with Legos actually have a little, you know, it's AFOL, adult fan of Lego. And so maybe that's part of the reason that Lego's not messing with it, because there are a lot of adults who go out and they buy all the stuff that they probably didn't get as kids, you know, because mm-hmm. sets are expensive. You know, I mean, this is a 275, but anybody who's shopped for Legos, it's like, oh my gosh, are they made of gold, you know?
Yeah,
all of these little pieces. I mean, the bumps on Legos are called studs. Yep. I did not know that. Now I can't unknow it. And of course, the basic shape is called a brick. So these gals are brick houses, literally.
She's built like a brick house.
And if you go to this website, it's amazing all of the different kinds of adult Legos that they've got. They've got this one guy, he's called a botany enthusiast. Well, he has a big bong and he has a marijuana symbol on his shirt.
Uh-huh.
They have an ink enthusiast who's wearing basically a thong and he's got like tattoos everywhere. There's an international import person who looks just like Scarface. He's got a big gun.
Wow.
A leather enthusiast, just used, you know, it's like village people. A stick-up enthusiast who had a huge gun. And then there was an S&M guy with the black bag mask with the zipper on and everything. I'm like, wow.
You wow. They really went all out.
Cater to adults. Yeah. Or you could have your own custom ones made. So,
oh wow!
If you like Legos, these might be this, the people.
This brings a whole. I'm not even gonna. I was gonna say something, but I'm not gonna go there. Forget it.
You need a disclaimer on their site. You see some poor little kids thinking, "Oh, it's Legos."
Yes. You can't play. Can I play your Lego set, Daddy? No.
You must be over 21.
You got to be 21. You know, the thing is, these Lego women are making lots of money, apparently, because they got lots of big dollar bills all.
I guess those dollar bills are Benjamins. I didn't look at the close-up.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they're dollar bills. Looks like stacks of them, though, because they're Lego bricks.
Yeah. They're making more money than I am.
Well, maybe you need to be a Lego Chippendale dancer.
I think that's what my next career move is, Lego Chippendale dancer.
It's a career move.
Yes.
Wax your chest first.
Please.
Okay.
Manscaping, it's a thing.
It's a good thing.
Yes, it's a good thing. Don't forget the back.
Yes, don't forget the back. Yeah. That's a real turkey. But speaking of real turkeys.
Well, I want to go back and see that S&M one, Connie. You have to send me that link.
It's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesomely weird. It's very You don't expect that out of a Lego.
Yes.
Okay.
They have a life, you know, outside of...
They were born that way.
Right.
That's right.
Speaking of turkeys, we don't want you to be a turkey. We'd like you to go to patreon.com/packardpokesat and donate $1 to the show at least once a month. That'd be really helpful. It'll help keep the lights on around here, keep the roof over my head. And trust me, when I say that, I really mean it'll keep a roof over my head. And it'll definitely keep the lights on. And if you would like to make the donation, it's Patreon, patreon.com/PackardPokesat. And if you would like to get in contact with us, we're going to give you all the information how you can do that right now.
You should contact us by email at ppapodcast or packardpokesat@gmail.com. And follow the show on Twitter as @PackardPokesat. And like us on Facebook at facebook.com/PackardPokesat, or just type PackardPokesat into the Facebook search bar. Call or Google Voice at 662-709-PPAP or 662-709-7727. And leave a short message and we will play it on the show. Join in the show live Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time at vaughnlive.tv/PackardPokesat. Download and rate us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Mixler Radio, and watch the show on YouTube. Visit our show page at packardpokesat.wordpress.com for links to the stories and purchase merchandise from cafepress.com/packardpokesat to support the show. For everyone that rates us, you are awesome sauce.
Now let's get on to our next topic for this evening. Since we just had Thanksgiving, just yesterday, or whenever you listen to this, because it's a podcast, you can listen to this anytime. It could have been a year ago when the next time you listen to this, so whenever. But for right now, the here and now, it was yesterday for us. And Americans have gobbled up almost 100 million turkeys a year. And in Washington, D.C., they gobbled up 200 million just at Rush Limbaugh's dinner. I need a rim shot. Yes. Now, a lot of people may not know this, but many people do, that Benjamin Franklin wrote to his daughter after Congress had approved a depiction of the eagle for the Great Seal in 1782, and he wanted to have the turkey to be this Great Seal. I could just imagine some alternate timeline where Franklin got his way, and we've got a big turkey on there, and instead of us eating turkey every year, we eat roast eagle. You know, it's just which is really interesting, is that it doesn't matter if it's a Republican that's running or in office or whatever, or it's a Democrat, because the turkey wins either way. Going back to the census, 45.3 million turkeys were sold in 26 states that voted for President Barack Obama. And in 2012 general election, while 50.4 million were sold in 24 states that voted Republican challenger for Mitt Romney that year. So I guess that more turkeys like Republicans, I guess, you know.
Christy, that's redundant. That's
yeah,
just redundant.
It is. Christy, your thoughts?
Well, considering that North Carolina was the second leading state in turkey sales, and I didn't know that, so that says a lot for us. Our governor is the head turkey. But if anybody, I mean, going back to the, I thought this was funny that they were equating the turkeys to the political parties. I thought that was hilarious. Who would have ever thought of that? Mm. But, you know, if anybody's ever been around, Benjamin Franklin's talking about, you know, the eagle being a coward and lazy and all this other stuff. If you've ever been around a bunch of turkeys, they will, like, chase your ass off. They are mean.
Yeah, I've seen video where this lady, She did a news report from inside a pan of turkeys, and every time she'd start speaking, no, the turkeys start acting up, they all start gobbling, and she's sitting there, ooh, these turkeys are freaking me out! They're freaking me out!
Like, we have a lot of wild ones that are up our cabin we have in the foothills, and like the males are really aggressive, you know, and they really, they chase you, so maybe we should have ate the eagle and saved the turkey. I don't know. But like North Carolina sold 17.2 million, and that was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway, yeah, we're at the turkey state. Minnesota's the top one if there's anybody in there.
Yeah, we actually have live turkeys out here. I mean, I remember quite a number of times when I was out driving or whatever, and I'd see turkeys jump up literally and about 30 feet into the air and fly away into the trees. And I'm like, wow, I didn't realize they could fly that high.
Oh, yeah, they can. And actually, there's a story that just popped up like on the news feeds today that was talking about a couple that was driving and a turkey flew into their windshield. Mm. And it killed them, but they ended up like donating the turkey to this homeless family. Anyway, it was a cute little story. But yeah, go turkeys, gobble gobble.
Yeah, I've heard stories. There was a driver. It wasn't me, fortunately, but apparently he was driving through this area, and a turkey jumped up, and it came up, and it went right through the windshield of the truck. He wasn't hurt, fortunately. Geez. Yeah, and I've heard it on my scanner too. One time, it's like, here's a new one for you: car versus turkey. And I was like, okay,
better than the deer.
Yes, Just a quick comment here. Torvian from the chat room said, Limbaugh doesn't cook his turkeys, though. It's like feeding a T-Rex, only a larger weight and smaller brain. We love our chat room.
Yes, we do.
We love our chat room. Connie, your thoughts?
What's really strange about this, I looked at that and I said, 100 million pounds of turkey or 100 million turkeys? No, 100 million turkeys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that's not the pounds of turkey. So you multiply that by an average bird, you know, which I don't know, anywhere from like 12 to 25 pounds. So you're just like, wow, that's a lot of turkey meat.
Yes.
I don't know. Is it really true? Will they just drown? Like, they'll stand, if it's raining, will they look up and drown? I think
I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah, me either. I'm questioning if that was disproven. And I want to apologize to people about the link we will provide at the blog. I'm sorry. I don't remember the web address. Can you remind me, Packard?
It's packardpokesat.wordpress.com.
PackardPokesat.wordpress.com.
It's right on the screen there.
Right, the picture on the article is, it looks like the turkeys were the tragic victims of a house fire. It's just this mangled piles of flesh in some kitchen that they were like broasted in. I don't know. Yeah, I've had my tryptophan coma yesterday, so... But we do, it's good. It's good meat. And what I love about chicken, or I love about turkey, is that it takes a lot of spices really well. If I have ground beef and I overly season it, it tends to make my stomach upset. But when you have turkey or chicken, it handles that really well. It takes on, it likes a lot of seasoning. And so you can really play with that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Speaking of turkeys and everything, Connie's daughter's boyfriend made the background on the show here. I mean, if you're not watching live, you're missing out, because it has the Packard Pokesat logo right in as a centerpiece, and everybody gets their own little turkey. So
yes,
it's a nice picture. It's a real nice picture.
We're all seated at the table.
Yeah, everybody's seated at the table. Some of us are seated on the floor.
We're drunk. We fell on the floor.
It took so long for the show to start, we got drunk.
That's right. Damn, Echo, take another drink.
That's right. Speaking of things that shouldn't be drinking, let's get on to our next topic for this evening. Speaking of things that are not turkey, I'm not even sure where this is at. Apparently this butcher was selling meat to Muslims, but it wasn't meat. I mean, it was meat. It wasn't meat that they're approved for their religion to eat. He was actually selling them pork. He actually sold 3.1 tons of pork to his Islamic customers, telling them it was halal, and trying to pass it off as calf meat. Upon inspection of his facilities, what he was selling as calf meat looked nothing like it should. So it said if the customers had known it was pork, they would not have bought it, because Islam forbids the consumption of this type of meat. He was charged with 800 Swiss francs. Oh, so I'm imagining someplace maybe over in Switzerland.
I agree, Packard. I think it did take place in Switzerland.
Yeah.
Yes, it did.
Mm-hmm.
And what basically equates to about $18,860 he was charged with fraud and misrepresentation. Now, as I understand it, now I could be completely wrong here because I don't know a lot about Muslim culture, but from what I understand is if they were to eat this and thought it was some other meat, they don't go to Muslim hell or whatever, because their prophet won't banish them there because they ate something they thought it was something else. They didn't do it willfully. But if they had knowingly eaten the meat and knowing it was pork, then they'd go to Muslim hell, I guess, or whatever. I don't know. The fact that you're afraid to eat this meat because of a book full of woo, the same thing with Christians. You know, your books are full of woo, but the fact that you don't want to eat a meat or a food because of a religion, I think it just borders on insane. I mean, there's good reasons not to eat certain foods, but a religion is not one of them. Crystal, your thoughts?
I am woo-less, Packard.
I know you're woo-less.
I eat that shit. No, come on now. I think the guy should be charged with the fraud and misrepresentation, you know, because not only it's against their religion, which I think we need to respect. I mean, you don't have to respect religion, but I think that if you're selling that, that you don't need to misrepresent yourself in what you're selling. And the guy also made higher profits because the pork is cheaper than the calf meat that they could consume.
Right.
So he, like, double screwed them.
Yes.
You know, and so I believe he really does deserve to have to pay that fine. And,
yep.
I mean, that even allergies or stuff like that. I mean, there's different reasons that people, you know, avoid things. But in this case, it is a religious belief. But, yeah. He needs to pay the price.
I talk about being on Whisper a lot on this show, since I discovered it anyway. There's this one Whisper that goes around that says, people won't try bacon for religious reasons. And then he goes, I won't try religion for bacon reasons. So
I like that. Oh, hell the bacon.
Torby in the chat room said, can I have a slice of Packard with a side of poking?
I know it. I saw that and I was like, ha-ha, there's a title.
Connie, your thoughts?
Jim Gaffigan has a joke about religions. He has several, actually. And one of them, he's like, you know, there's some religions that you can't eat pork. Did you know that? He's so I'm in the wrong line, you know. But no, I don't even think this is so wrong. I mean, if you went to a car dealership and somebody had, you know, sold you a car and it looks like a Hyundai, you know, or a Honda Civic, but you get it home and you find out that it's not that at all.
Right.
They just put a body on a different. No, that's fraud. And this guy did this for 3 years. 3 years he was selling, passing off pork as veal.
Right.
Profiting from it and lying to his customers. Yep. I have no time for people like that. And honestly, you know, if people have reasons or convictions for eating or not eating something, you know, I might be able to sit down and have a discussion with them. Well, why would you say this or that? You know,
right.
But that's their prerogative.
Right.
It's kind of like with, you know, McDonald's and other, you know, other fast food places.
No, that's not even food.
You think the French fries are just potatoes, right? Fried in vegetable oil. And you find out that they've added additives to them mm-hmm. that have meat flavoring in them.
Yeah. No, I saw this thing. Speaking of the French fries over there, just kind of off on a tangent here. But I saw a graphic somewhere, probably on Facebook, where they said, they had the ingredients listed for the French fries here in the United States, and then they showed the ingredients for the French fry over, like, in the UK. The UK had, like, two ingredients, potato, salt, no, it's three, and some oil.
Right.
And here in the United States, it was, like, there was, like, seven or eight different ingredients. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, no, I hope that all the people who were, you know, mm-hmm. lied to, some kind of, I don't know, justice being done here.
Right.
Because the guy's a shady businessman.
Yeah.
And he profited from it. No.
Yeah, I could, I could see, understand someone not eating a thing because it's going to affect your digestive system or something. But for religious reasons, I don't know.
For some people, religious reasons are like moral reasons, you know, like people who are, like, again, vegetarians don't want to eat animals because they think it's cruel,
right?
You know, or they don't want to eat.
Well, that's the thing is, though, they're not eating pork, I should say, because of vegetarian reasons. They're just not. They're eating beef, you know.
But I'm just saying, again, somebody's religion is a whole other issue for me. But if I can say dietary laws are kind of strange, but it's one of the least things I worry about. When mm-hmm. I have discussions with people about their religion, I'm like, okay, this is peripheral, you know. You can have a diet of whatever you want.
Dr. Strange in the chat room says, I don't mind people not eating pork for religious reasons. More ribs for me. So
there you go. I will worship at the
I actually posted somebody posted
everlasting barbecue.
Yeah, somebody posted something on Facebook months ago and about cows, how their taste or whatever, and I said I'm eating them as fast as I can, and they just like the vegetarian just like jumped on me. He's like, "You're causing pollution." I was like, "Dude, it's a joke. Relax, you know."
No, I'm not. I'm causing emissions to run that damn bus over in London.
That's right. burning, slow burning. You know,
I'm going to the Chinese
right
place next.
Right. Speaking of shitty things and shitty people, this SBC pastor, David Hughes, refers to an ex-church members as pieces of human excrement. I saw this story. I couldn't believe it. I actually, there's a video attached to it, and there'll be a link over at packardpokesat.wordpress.com. He refers to ex-members of the church as human excrement. He says, oh, the front doors of the church is like the mouth, and the back doors are like the anus. And he says anus in the video. There's nothing wrong with the word anus. It's a natural word. It's what we describe as our butthole. Or the back door, he calls it. And he calls the back door the anus of the church. So anybody who leaves is basically shit. I saw this. I was like, you got to be kidding me. People, why do you keep listening to these pastors and they keep saying these bizarre things? I mean, they're calling anybody who leaves the church, shit, for one, and, you know, and oh, let's just not forget about all the other crap, literal crap, that they say about their parishioners. And they think, okay, well, I'm a man of God. I can say whatever the fuck I want. No one's going to say anything, because if they do, then they know I'm going to be talking to God, and they're going to go straight to hell or whatever. Chrissy, your thoughts?
Actually, this made me quite sick to think pastors, people of authority, could talk down about other people like they do. I mean, you know, the New Testament, it uses the body and the church metaphor, you know, and I see his point. I think he was trying to be hip and cool and funny, but there's nothing funny about saying you discard people. And it's totally the opposite of any Christian basis. I think you'd be really hard pressed to find people that actually agree with him. I think he's a fraud. I think he's a jackass. Mm-hmm. And I think he is the dick of the church, if that's the case. it just makes me sick. You know, to equate people as shit is just not right.
No, I agree. I mean, it's no way to treat your parishioners. I mean, to say that just because someone's left there or the religion or your church doesn't mean that they are human waste. I mean, it's so sad when these people in authority, in a position of authority, think that, you know, I could just call these people whatever and they're going to go, oh, yeah, we'll just heat it up. Yeah, we're going to treat these people exactly like that.
You know what I thought about, though, Packard, this is in Coral Springs, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And if you'll remember, our dear Medusa Rance used to call Florida the colostomy bag of the United States.
Thank you, Medusa.
So there's to you, Medusa. There's a, there's a shout out. That's what I thought
That's
of when I
awesome.
First saw that.
I'm writing that down.
I remember her saying that. It's been a while ago, but I remember her saying that.
Yes. Same.
Yes.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay. Quick here, says Torvin in the chat, so in this analogy, new members of the church, new members are being eaten by Jesus, current members are being digested, and people that leave are shit? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It's just, the fact is, I like the digested thing there, because they're digesting away all their money, you know, and their brains, because, you know, whatever. Connie, your thoughts?
Well, Tovarin's hitting on exactly what I was going to say, is that this pastor, he's all about chewing people up and spitting people out.
Mm-hmm.
Because he just cares about what they can give him, how they can run his church, how they can be like something consumable like food. And and he doesn't even have a basic understanding of his Bible, because the church is the body of Christ. And if the church had an anus, it's him.
Yes.
And he's the one, because it's not, that's the poop and the food and everything, that's what passes through the body. And it's the things that are, so no. And trying to be cute, trying to be clever, trying to be edgy by, you know, dancing and skirting on the around the word shit, which he does, you know, quite obviously in this video. I have had the mispleasure when I was a Christian to have known one or two of these kinds of pastors who come in and they just want the mega church, and they want to have tons of followers and tons of people working underneath them and pretend like they really give a, you know,
a rat's rip
about people. And so colostomy bag of America. Exactly. So, you know, what I want to say about this website too is it appears like it's a self-regulating Christian website. They're a watchdog. I think that the people running it are Christians. I don't know what their motive is. They might be, you know, about, well, this is what a real Christian is. But I just have to applaud that they are shining the light on these greedy, you know, word of faith, you know, name it and claim it kind of pastors mm-hmm. who come in and just fleece a flock and leave. And, you know, because they will. This guy will probably leave this church high and dry in another 5-10 years max.
Yeah.
And he will, and the church will be broken and fighting amongst themselves and calling each other names, and he'll move on to the next place. Is what he will likely do. So I have to give some kudos to the Watchdog website for looking at that. Again, I don't know everything about him, but
there was a comment here. I think it was by the WAC, by this particular website, said mm-hmm. I remember someone told me once about a mega church pastor and his wife who came to a new church, and the departure of some members after the new pastor came was referred to as, quote, taking out the trash, unquote. Mm-hmm. Yes, many megachurch pastors have such an inflated view of themselves and their, quote, ministry, unquote, that anyone who disagrees with them are trash or excrement like this pastor. And I think you're right. This Watchdog website has a lot going for it. I mean, the fact is that they are actually being honest. And
they're asking questions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're mm-hmm. not. They're not going, oh, yeah, we agree with him fully. You know, it's like, no, this is wrong.
We can't judge them, you know, because, you know, blah, blah, blah. No. Yeah, be critical.
Exactly. Be critical, but not criticize, especially
right.
the people who are...
Yeah.
Especially the people who are, you know, putting money in your pocket.
Think.
Yes, exactly. Speaking of things that are bizarre, let's get on to our next topic for this evening. And our funny tweet tonight comes from... Thomas_violence. And he says, Windows 8, one, R. He says, I got some updates. Me, cool. Windows, I have to restart. Me, okay, not now. Windows, I'm going to. Me, please don't. Windows, LOL. Ha. So, every people out there who have to deal with Windows 8, you know, this is exactly what you're talking about. So,
Joe's raising his hand right now.
Testify, Joe.
There's been a number of times Joe's getting ready to come on the show. He's like, oh, wait, no, I don't want to restart. Oh, shit. He's like, we're like sitting here waiting for Joe. He's like, where'd he go? He's like, he's texting me going, Packard. Yes, what's going on? My computer restarted. I can't wait. It updated and it wouldn't let me stop it.
i60C Dragon. I have Windows 8. It sucks.
Crystal, your thoughts?
That's just funny. Mm. It happens to me all the time. So that was just cute. That was a cute tweet. LOL.
A lot of people are saying in the chat room here is that Windows 8 sucks. Connie, your thoughts?
I don't even know what Windows program I have, but, you know, it'll be like, wait, did it just say that it wants, you know, it's going to restart in 10 minutes or right now? Did I click on that?
Don't. Click it now or 10 minutes from now?
Guess what?
Yeah.
My overlords over there at Microsoft are.
Torby in the chair said that you.
We controlled it horizontal. Sorry, go ahead, Torvarian.
Torvarian said, did you hear Windows 9 was going to be similar to Windows 8? So they skipped it, went right to 10. Yes.
You didn't see
anything. You didn't see anything. We've skipped a whole number. We went from XP to whatever to, you know. Don't go to Windows if you expect consistency in numbering because they just it's not there.
Sort of like a Final Fantasy game.
Something like that.
Final Fantasy 3, but it's not really 3. If it says it's in Japan. I'm going, I just like the music.
All right, well, let's get on to our next topic for this evening.
Hey, you guys!
And our shout-out tonight comes from Connie. And Connie's shout-out is for N3IL33. Connie, can you tell us about N3IL33?
N3ILL33.
Is it LL3?
Yeah. L, yeah.
Did I mistype it?
Neely.
And
believes in dogs, science, truth, and Batman. Because my distaste for supernatural beings extends to cartoons. But, you know, I have to say, if you have to be anybody, you can be Batman. So
yes, be Batman.
Neely has 59 followers and lots of very intelligent and funny tweets, and gotta love somebody who loves, you know, pets and loves thinking. So I'm loving the page here. Creative walking the bark and signing up for different jobs like taking care of dogs. And excuse me if I'm skeptical, 3-year-old identifies woman who murdered him in a past life. So, oh, you had me at the woo. please go to Twitter and check. Neely.
Yeah, it's Neely. N3IL33. I just checked it.
33.
Yes.
Sorry. Yeah. I'm dyslexic.
What the hell's going on with y'all?
I have special needs.
give her a follow and tell you heard him on the show. And before we get going, We're going to do one more special thing here because yesterday was Thanksgiving. I'd like to take a few moments and let my co-host say something special, what they'd like to add to the show, what they're thankful for. Crystal, your thoughts?
Well, I'm just thankful for the show. I'm thankful for you guys. I'm thankful for the people that have been our co-hosts in the past. I'm thankful for our viewers. I'm thankful for my children and my family, for my faith, for my health, for being here. And I love you guys. I love my friends. And I'm so thankful for you.
Aww. Thank you very much.
Thankful for you too.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Connie, what are you thankful for?
The list is very long, but I am also thankful for the show. I've been on for, at this spring, it'll be 2 years, and it's been so much fun because it's given me a focus for, you know, research and just something, new things to learn and talk about. And, I'm thankful for what, you know, how good my health has been. You know, it's kind of up and down, but it's been good. And I'm thankful for opportunities to be drawing and trying to realize that I really want to focus on that in my own private life. But the support of my family and my friends and just all of the, knock on wood, you know, that's how superstitious as I get. the health that my family is experiencing, and I think the general happiness, because, you know, you just choose to be happy. I think that there's every day you can generally find something that you go, okay, well, you know, I'm not 6 feet under, so I hate to sound too glib on that, but I really do think that it's just life is an amazing adventure. And if you look around, but you don't want to miss it.
Right.
So I'm very thankful for that.
Yes.
Very sweet.
Very good. Very good. Myself, I am thankful for letting me to be part of your lives and your and everybody here that comes to the chat room and listens to the show and downloads it. And just thankful that you are actually out there listening to us. I never would have thought that anybody would have actually wanted to listen to me because I'm trying to get my voice out there and like, yeah, 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 whatever you say, Packer, just go away. But now I have my own show and I'm thankful for that. I have the opportunity to do something like this and to bring my opinions, whether you share them or not, to you so we can have the discussion. And I just want to read a few from the chat room here. Dr. Strange says he's thankful for porn. I am too, you know, you need that. Joe Unseen says, I am thankful for Jesus Harold Christ, Jesus Herman Christ, Jesus Hank Christ, Jesus Harry Christ, and that's about it. Dr. Strange added Jesus Herbert Christ, of course.
Keep going.
Yes. And Joe Unseen goes, spoilers, Packard is part of my sex life. So imagined, of course.
We all knew that already.
You're changing lives one.
I'm changing lives one at a time. You know.
Fill in the blank. One blank at a time. That could be the new tagline for the show.
Doc and Zog, he says, I'm thankful for nothing. I'm an ungrateful bastard. Karn3333 says, I'm thankful for Random Chaos 1313 for helping me get into an A in math class. Well, that's great.
Awesome.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. But if you have something you want to say you're thankful for, you can post it at packardpokes@wordpress.com. And we'll be happy to read those maybe next week. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for coming. It's been another fun show, our 200th episode. I know I mentioned it once before, but I'm going to go back to that again. I'm just amazed that we've made it this far. I would have never thought. The first 10, I thought, well, 10, there's no way it's getting past 10. You know, but here we are, 200 episodes later. It's a fucking amazing ride, and I'm just enjoying it. Even with all the pain and computer crashes, I still enjoy doing this, and I'm so glad to be part of your lives. Anyway, I would like to see you next week, because we'll be back then with our short show. This has been Packer Pokes At. We just poked at your news.
And that's a wrap.